This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
We got it done. Mr. Smith is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I am surprised if, for example, this week on Friday, he is going to be delivering what I think are going to be his indictments, the final indictments.
I would not be surprised if there were a number of indictments that still were going to come down the pike.
There are indictments in this president's future.
That's a bombshell.
The bombshell.
This bombshell.
Drop the bombshell.
Bombshell accusation.
Bombshell accusation.
This is evidence of willingness to commit collusion.
If this BuzzFeed News report is true, then we are likely on our way to possible impeachment proceedings.
If this story is true, we must begin impeachment proceedings.
This is suborning perjury. I think there's no question it's an impeachable offense.
And at that point, we are in high crimes and misdemeanor, and we are in impeachment territory.
Right.
This president needs to be impeached.
Impeachment is the remedy. I mean, the president can't...
It's the only remedy.
The spirit of what Trump did is clearly treasonous.
This is moving into perjury, false statements, and even into potentially treason.
There's outright treason. I mean, there is no question.
I think he's feeling the noose around his neck.
The noose is tight.
And I think they're shocked that the noose is tightening.
He feels the noose is tightening.
The noose is tightening.
The sound of hoofbeats of all those investigations catching up with Donald Trump must be loud in his ears.
He may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time.
People might go to jail.
You're exactly right.
For the rest of their lives.
I think they're all going to jail.
Well, I think they're all going to end up together in prison, and maybe that's a good
thing. Oh, my God.
He has no idea that he's going down.
You're confident that at least some Trump associates will wind up in jail?
If I was betting, I would say yes.
Donald Trump Jr. gave us the dots. All we have to do is to connect them to see where this is going.
You see the earth from here. You got it. Restore the republic. You got it. Relaunch the economy and the family. You got it. Right. You are go. Right. It's all coming out. Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide on this Monday, March 25th, 2019, global transmission. And folks have made these compilations of the Democrats all going off talking points in the corporate media, regurgitating them about the walls are closing in, no doubt it's treason, he's a Russian agent. But I was thinking, just watching that video compilation, it's linked up on DrudgeReport.com, which is an excellent video compilation. Off the top of my head, though, during the break, I'm going to run back, talk to some of the crew, and remind them of 10 or 15 clips I remember, where it was worse than that. Russian scum, we're run by Russia. Trump's a Russian agent. Alex Jones is a Russian agent. Joy Behar, we just got the news. General Flynn admits they're all Russian agents. Trump's going to prison. Yay! I mean, we're going to put the real definitive compilations together, because the stuff everybody's put together is powerful until you realize what else there is. It's even worse. We've got all the responses crying and freaking out, but let me break something down here. We told you this was all coming. We told you it would fail. But the establishment isn't going to give up yet. And we have decisive findings here by major international study groups, by groups that crunch the numbers, top professors. Google and the rest of the big tech is absolutely stealing elections. They beta tested in 2018, and they're going to steal it in 2020. This is the real collusion. This is the real fraud. This is the real meddling. And so we've got to get Trump moving on this direction. He already is going after the brainwashing command bases where they create the cult members. the cadet centers, the nurseries at the universities. He's already going after the censorship there, but now he must move decisively against the Chi-Com enemy, Google. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Tomorrow's News Today. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, we have written literally hundreds of articles in the last 2 years about the attempted deep state criminal takedown of the 45th President of the United States. And now the whole criminal operation has been exposed. The emails, the text messages, the premeditation, the fact that Hillary and Obama, when Trump was president-elect, within 48 hours, launched the plan. All of that, ladies and gentlemen, is now coming out in a very, very big way. And we have the president of the United States coming out and pointing out that now there needs to be criminal investigations of the individuals and the groups that tried to take the presidency down in an attempted coup d'etat. That's what this is. And it sounds extreme to say that, but the Democrats admitted that that is what they were doing. But first, I want to go to Joy Behar, because there's been a lot of compilations out there of them celebrating and saying he's a Russian agent and he's going to go to prison and he needs to be killed. But none of them have added this little jewel. And throughout the day, we're going to be playing some of the jewels that people have forgotten about in the last 2 years. Here it is.
Welcome back to the show.
Breaking news.
Oh, my God. Oh, breaking news. ABC News' Brian Ross is reporting Michael Flynn promised full cooperation to the Mueller team and is prepared to testify that as a candidate, Donald Trump directed him to make contact with the Russians. Yes!
Yay! Our president's a traitor. Woo! We'll be able to kill the economy now. America was never great. America will never be great. From the very same state that these women are sitting up there like vultures on top of a 50-story building at the View television platform. I've been there. I mean, even if it was true he's a Russian agent, you would get really upset about your president doing that and think, what's going to come of this? It's going to wreck the country. Of course, none of it was true. They're the globalists, the Democrats, the corporate media, Hollywood. They're in bed with the Chi-Coms. They're the ones demoralizing the nation, constantly saying how much it sucks and how racist we are and how everything's horrible and how we're falling apart. And Maxine Waters saying, don't move your factories back here. I'm going to reverse what Trump did. I'm going to bring all of the regulations back into the United States. And the economy is going straight up, starts going sideways. Because the Democrats announced, we're not open for business. We all got stock in China and India and Mexico. We're about mounting America's head on the wall. Don't you try to make this country great again. We're going to stop that Russian agent from making the country great again. But while we all celebrate the fact that Mueller came up empty, despite all the people they tried to frame, all the illegal spying, all the people they tried to put in jail for made-up things to get them to turn against the president and lie, they couldn't get anybody to do it because there was nothing there. Even when they got people like Cohen to flip, there was nothing for him to connect anything to the president because it was all made up by that dirty criminal. And so Balazi Ford's failed. Who else has failed? Congressman Schiff has failed. Michael Moore has failed. Hillary Clinton's failed. Bill Clinton's failed. Barack Obama's failed. The globalists have failed. All these people. The list just goes on and on of all the hoaxers and all the liars. McCain has failed. It's incredible what's been going on. Now, you have to ask yourself, what is going to come next? Because we can sit here and look at the lay of the land and understand the Democrats are not going to ever give up. They've launched their Balazi Ford. They've launched their Stormy Daniels. They've launched their Russiagate hoaxes. And they're going to launch more of them. But people now have seen the fact that this is the party of Jesse Smollett. This is the party of fraud. This is the party of liars. But if Trump thinks he can just now try to get the economy moving forward and that they're not going to come back after him and that he can basically try to be neutral and that hopefully the Democrats become sane, he's made a big mistake. We now must discuss. We now must talk about. We now must debate what needs to be done. And justice is always the course. And Trump didn't hint at that. He spelled it out when he talked about the fact that there's total exoneration, says illegal takedown failed. Steve Watson article on NewsWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I would ask you to get that out. People need to hear from the president himself getting on Air Force One yesterday, laying this out and saying it needs to be looked at how the Democratic Party, from Obama right down to Hillary, organized this entire operation against the president. Here's the president.
After so many people have been so badly hurt, after not looking at the other side, where a lot of bad things happened, a lot of horrible things happened, a lot of very bad things happened for our country, it was just announced there was no collusion with Russia, the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. There was no collusion with Russia. There was no obstruction and none whatsoever. And it was a complete and total exoneration. It's a shame that our country had to go through this. To be honest, it's a shame that your president has had to go through this before I even got elected. It began. And it began illegally. And hopefully somebody's going to look at the other side. This was an illegal takedown that failed. And hopefully somebody's going to be looking at the other side. So it's complete exoneration, no collusion, no obstruction. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And let's expand on that. Now the deep state's scared. With big tech, it's openly not working with our military, with our state governments. It's working with the Chinese. The decision's been made. The money's been spent. The transference of power is already happening. But Trump and America and other nationalists around the world woke up at the 11th hour, and now it's beginning to reverse. And a lot of people were confident in the globalist system. They thought we were done. Now they're not so confident. You're going to see Democrats turn against each other like rats leaving a sinking ship. This is still a very, very dangerous period we're in. But as Trump tweeted out, last year, now that Russia collusion is a proven lie, when do the trials for treason begin? Yeah, you can't leave all these dangerous crooks who are actually in bed with foreign governments walking around, because you're now aiding and abetting them if you don't do the right thing and go after them. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with more of these clips and get into the Google censorship, now confirmed, that stole the 2018 elections. They had top scientists, universities, crunch the numbers, professors. They did it. And it turns out Google bragged to Hillary they could deliver the election to her. It's just the tsunami was so big of Trump that he barely won, even though he had a landslide. So they miscalculated. Now they're openly stealing at levels never before seen. We're going to go to break. Please don't forget, through the end of this month, that's how we fund our operation, plus their great products, store-wide free shipping, 50% off all the high-quality supplements, and some of the specials are as high as 60% off. But the 60% off on Brain Force Plus, DNA Force, Knockout, highest specials ever, Silver Bullet, Bodies, Real Red Pill Plus, it's amazing. Those are all 60% off. That has to end by Wednesday because we're about to sell out a bunch of those at that price. So Brain Force Plus, DNA Force Plus, Knockout, Silver Bullet, Bodies, Real Red Pill Plus. It's all there for 60% off and store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Did it. This is a syndicated radio show that also simulcasts via television. I started doing that about 18 years ago. I launched streaming the show so that people could actually see what I was talking about, because I'd say, oh, I've got a congressional report here that says we're going to hand the entire national park system over to the UN, and people wouldn't believe me. So I started simulcasting video. And now here we are today, so I can show people like this stack of news. Document cam shot, please. Just go to any search engine, type in deep state coup against Trump, and then put in Infowars.com, and you'll get hundreds of articles going back to times like May 10th, 2017. You can actually find me on January 20th, 2017, saying that they tried it and exactly who was running it. So they actually funded it. Obama signed an executive order. See, I had the exact blueprint. It wasn't that I was so smart. Obama put a stay-behind group, part of the CIA, part of the Justice Department, part of the Ford and Carnegie Endowment, to unseat the president. Britt Hume last week, why he told Tucker Carlson that. He said, yes, there was a deep state national emergency declared through different bodies in the government. They tried to unseat the president. Oh, Britt Hume tells us that 2 years later. By the way, Britt Hume knew that day one. Back then, he was more on the fence about Trump. They thought Trump might be removed. But see, now they failed. Here it is. Deep state pushes coup against Trump over Comey firing. That was right after Comey was fired. I laid out exactly what happened. We broke it all down in the videos and articles posted there. And that's why they wanted us taken off in the summer, because we were saying everything they were doing. And that scared the living daylights out of them. Get him off. Get him off. You heard the CEO of YouTube. I wanted to get Alex Jones off, and I got him off. And now I want to get all the other conservatives off. She just did mention on television in front of a huge auditorium of people. And they're not going to stop now. They went and made it all up, folks. They had congressional hearings where they said Alex Jones works for the Russians. And members of Congress lean down and they go, I want him off air. And they say, sir, we were working on it at lunch. You think let me put the clips in? Imagine you're watching that going. I mean, I could be somebody that they found with dead bodies in my basement. I would get to face my accusers. Oh, I'm an evil talk show host that has big American flags flying behind me. And it's totally for free market, totally for the Second Amendment, totally for religious rights, totally for sovereignty. A flaming nationalist Americana. And I'm the bad guy. It's just, imagine the inversion of reality. Same thing saying Trump's against America? Yeah, Congressman Quigley. I mean, there's like 15 hearings you can pull up, but the worst are in the Armed Services Committee in the House. I mean, it's flat out scary when they've got the military civilians sitting in there. These are people that, you know, direct the military to overthrow governments, kill people, and break things, lying about you saying you're a traitor. No, let me tell you something. All of you lying scumbags saying I'm a traitor to this country, you're the traitors. Oh, and here's the good news. In fact, I want to play it next segment. I only played this last week once. I should play it 10 times. General Dumford and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs and the Secretary of Defense laying out that to say that Google's taken us over is an understatement, and we're totally infiltrated by them, and it's treason. And Google works for the Chi-Coms. Of course. The culture at Google, the culture at major universities, the culture at Evergreen U and Harvard and Yale and all these places is America is evil. Communism is good. Half the millennials in polls say they're communist or socialist. We have cancer. Let's admit it. And the fact that Dumford has to sit up there and explain that he went and met with Google and met with an auditorium of their employees and said, we're the good guys, not the Chi-Coms. And it doesn't mean our military or our government's perfect, because it can be hijacked and run by people like Barack Obama. That's why you can't let too much power transfer into any centralized system, because it always gets abused. And the most centralized thing in the world that is the most cutthroat evil that anyone has ever imagined is the Chinese communists. By orders of magnitude. And our universities are publicly bought off by their Confucius Institutes and all the rest of it. I've talked to high-level folks at the Pentagon, CIA, Naval Intelligence, you name it. But I can do my own research. Hell, I did this stuff before they were onto it. I'm not bragging. It's just... It's like I had Jack Posobiec on, who's heavily dialed in. And I said, what's the order of magnitude that your colleagues and you come up with? He used to be in China. He used to live there. And how much bigger is the Chinese infiltration of the United States compared to Russia? I said, 50%, 100%. He goes, no, 1,000%. Because when the Russians try to buy you off, they go, would you like to be in business with us? You like Russia? That's not how China does it. They make you give all your technology, all your codes, everything to them. They make you move over to China. They usually make you marry a Chinese woman who's got family over there they'll kill if you don't play ball. You ever wonder why so many tech heads who are really gay have a Chinese wife and Chinese kids? Because they've made the deal, folks. And by the way, if you don't know about that, that's the olden days. Back when two kingdoms would merge, they'd make their kids marry. Or it wasn't a real alliance. Like, our grandkids are going to be the same. And this 200-year war is about to end. So I'm explaining this. China is absorbing us. We're not merging with China. We're being eaten by China. And now, right as we were, the last parts of us were going into the Chinese dragon's mouth, the American Eagle's trying to fly out of there. And it's flapping its wings, and it's almost getting out of there. And the Democrats are panicking. They're like, no! Our whole ethos is hating America. Go to any Democrat event. I always knew they hated America. I knew some of them did. But I've gone to Democrat events. And they'll be like, oh, let's get out of here. Boo, boo, boo. When the event's called Donald Trump, Alex Jones, and the Age of Fake News. In a big public event downtown Austin, block the streets. I show up and they're booing me. But as soon as I said, America's back, you'll never stop it, they literally started going, ah, ah, get out! And people started running up, going, I like to have sex with kids, and licking my face and hitting me. And I looked into the bleachers, and the people were just flopping around like, ah, 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 ah. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and
what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This and comment on it, but just during the break, I was back there looking at news articles, collating things with the producers, and they said, hey, this just broke in like the last hour, and I'm like, wow, that's why we got to Google my name like every 10 minutes around here. I've
Willie sat back, and I've talked to my lawyers, and I've said, we've got to send cease and desist letters to NPR and all these channels, because they all know full well that I believe Sandy Hook happened for years, and that I've never sent anybody to their houses. And they had NPR shows the last 2 weeks in a row with family members and others on the show saying, please stop saying it didn't happen, and please stop sending people to our houses. And I'm like, well, it really sounds horrible if I'm doing that, right? But I'm not. And so it's the media always opening the old wounds and then saying I'm doing it. And saying our whole career is based on Sandy Hook when it's something I barely covered. And then, boom, in the last hour, dozens of articles have already broke. And my heart goes out to this fella and whatever happened. They're not sure it's suicide. They're saying it may be. Alex Jones and Jeremy Richman. Never even said Jeremy Richman's name. It's in the lawsuit against me. He was suing me. But there, I just said his name. Sandy Hook dad kills himself as defamation suit continues. This one says that. Other local news says they believe that's what it is. And then it's a picture of me. So this is what happens, folks. They make my whole identity this. This poor guy is dead. And there's an image of me. Alex Jones and Jeremy Richman. Sandy Hook dad kills himself as defamation suit continues. I mean, this is just unbelievable. Father of Sandy Hook shooting victim found dead. And here's the news. WFSB, you'd be saying they don't know, probably a suicide. But certainly should be looked into. Now they'll say, Jones says look into how he was found dead in front of the town hall. Yeah, you're supposed to look into murders, look into deaths, look into suicides. So there you go. Our heart goes out to him and his family. And I'll say it again. I believe Sandy Hook happened. And I've never sent people their houses. But I'm just bracing to see what the media says. I mean, they're already putting my face up on almost all these articles. What is it about my show that's got the system so scared? I mean, I want to thank the New York Times. Seriously, they didn't put my face up on the front of it. Alex Jones and Jeremy Richman, Sandy Hook dad kills himself as defamation suit continues. The New Haven Register. Another one. Alex Jones and Jeremy Richman, Sandy Hook dad kills himself as defamation suit continues. I mean, this is just unbelievable. I have never said Jeremy Richman's name. In fact, most of the people in these suits, again, I never even said their names. And they're like 80-page lawsuits, and I read it, and most of the stuff I never even said. And so that's why we know confidently, even if we don't get a fair jury down the road, if it goes to that, that it'll be overturned on appeal, because it'll make new public law. And we've talked to top lawyers like Alan Dershowitz, you name it, and you know they agree that this is just unheard of. When you actually read the suits versus what I actually said, people ask, what is this all about? It's about ending the First Amendment. You know, it can be said that Sandy Hook is being used to go after the Second Amendment. Well, it's been successful going after the First Amendment so far. So, really, really sad. And then I'm just bracing for corporate media to further connect me to this poor man's death, the sad death. But this whole Sandy Hook thing has been weird from the start, and I believe it happened. And then I watch all these powerful forces that are swirling around, all these big law firms, the Democratic Party, and all these think tanks, universities, and groups. And I've seen parents on the news go, we just want him to apologize before they ever sued me. And I said, okay, I'm not the guy that ever first said this. It was internet sensation. We covered it, but I said, okay, I apologize. I believe your kids died. And, I'm sorry if things I said, question things hurt you. And that like triggered like blood in the water. And so I guess that's why they always say don't apologize, especially the left, because it's always turned into something different than what you did. And I don't blame the families. They've been through a lot of trauma. You know, it's the law firms that convince the families to sue the dead hero teacher.
And it's the law firms that convince them to sue the school district and the police and everybody else, on and on and on, and the gun manufacturers and the Democratic Party. But Hillary came out and said that I'm the Sandy Hook guy. And that's when I really went, like 3 years ago, I said, stop it. That is not what I said. And that is not what I believe. That's out of context. And because I was just sick of her trying to enrage her supporters to use me as a political weapon against Trump to build up the straw man to then hurt Trump in the country. And then once Hillary ran national ads, attacked me in speeches, when Trump lost, Democrats literally believe I got Trump elected. We were part of it. Our audience was a critical part of it. But they think I'm like Godzilla attacking Tokyo. They really believe that I'm the Homeland character and that I've got like 1,000 employees and I run the country and I've got all the answers and I'm like this evil genius. And the truth is way far the opposite of that. We're mom and pop and we're dealing with just very standard things like making sure the garbage gets carried out and make sure that we fact check stories. And we're a very small crew of people. And we absolutely make mistakes, but they're not done on purpose. I've never tried to go on air and lie about somebody or say something about an event because we gained from it. In fact, we looked at the numbers analytics. We lost listeners and stations entertaining that Sandy Hook could be staged. You don't gain stations going, hey, look at the vaccine insert. It says it can kill you. It does say that. But even famous Olympic athletes and people that say, hey, I took a vaccine and got real sick. People then death threat their kids. You question in this country, you get attacked. You get demonized. You go play footsie with the establishment, you go far. Now, we've gone far despite all that. But, again, I said I'd cover it next segment so I could think about this, but there really nothing to think about. You know, my life's an open book. And, imagine I'm on a 4-minute break. I'm in there talking to him about posting the Joe Rogan interview that we're going to air coming up. TimFullWars.com from last week. He would have been live in the studio, but his plane was late. It's powerful. And they go, hey, have you heard about this? This poor Sandy Hook father is found dead. They're not sure if it's suicide or what. And I'm just stepping back, looking at this, shot himself in front of the town hall. I mean, how do I get a fair trial with stuff like this? I've never said this guy's name. Never said his name until now. And obviously, first it's, we don't know he's got gunshot wounds or whatever. Now it's, well, apparent suicide. I mean, is there going to be a police investigation? Are they going to look at the surveillance cameras? I mean, what happened to this guy? This whole Sandy Hook thing is like really getting even crazier. And the way the media has been on this since day one is what made people suspicious. When the media blamed all Americans for what happened, people are sick of that. Bad people are to blame for what happens with guns or cars or knives or baseball bats, but we should pray for the family of this poor gentleman. We pray for Jeremy Richmond's family.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
I'm Andy Snyder, author of the hit new book, Nature's Miracles. I just released the stunning details of a simple 30-second natural cure to things like erectile dysfunction, high blood pressure, joint pain, and possibly even cancer. In a word, this cure works. And it's all because of new evidence that proves things like ED are not just another case of bad luck. No, they're caused by our modern diet. And here's the stunning part. I found you don't need to change your diet if you want to beat these ailments. You simply need to add something to it. I recently published the recipe for the perfect drink, and for a limited time, I'm giving it away for free at perfectdrinkrecipe.com. The three cheap, all-natural ingredients found in this delicious drink can help fight some of this country's top killers. Doctors are stunned, and you'll love the results. All the details of the perfect drink are at my website. Just go to perfectdrinkrecipe.com. Again, that's perfectdrinkrecipe.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
When you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs. I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be to say things like that.
The Russians ran an extensive information war campaign against my campaign to influence voters in the election. And then they began to weaponize them. And they began to have some of their allies within the internet world, like InfoWars, take out pieces and began to say the most outrageous, outlandish, absurd lies you can imagine.
But Trump doesn't challenge these lies. He actually went on Jones's show and said, "Your reputation is amazing. I will not let you down."
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, I got to tell you something. It's being reported that the father of Sandy Hook victim, who I never said his name, who's suing me, has been found dead in front of the town hall courthouse. And I'm looking at article after article, and you read them, and it's about me. And it's my face. And so it'll now be Alex Jones killed this man, my questioning years ago. And so we've got to be taken off the air. That's where all this is going. I mean, this is as obvious as the day is long how the media is going to use this tragic event. I'll tell you, it's just mind-blowing. Absolutely mind-blowing. It's like being in a weird dystopic nightmare film like Lost Highway or something. David Lynch is going to walk out any moment. I guess Lynch has been on the show before. This just never ends. And the weirdest thing is, I'm all over the news, I'm everywhere, doing my, quote, apology tour for years, since Hillary said, I said nobody died at Sandy Hook, saying, I believe people died, I never sent people to your houses, because one of the guys that actually goes up there, it is crazy, he's come down here and gotten in our face, saying we're covering up, saying Sandy Hook happened. So I've already dealt with some of these crazies. And then, though, you can't get the families and their lawyers to stop saying that I'm currently doing it. And then that way it's a clear and present issue. Like, Roku, take him off. He's doing it now. Or NPR, he won't stop. We just ask him to stop, but he won't. It's why we have to do it. It's why we have to get rid of the First Amendment. So I believe people died there. But undoubtedly, the Democratic Party, the media, these law firms are using this to try to end the First Amendment, something Democrats openly want right now. I mean, a bunch of the articles say his name, Alex Jones and Jeremy Richmond, Sandy Hook dad kills himself as defamation suit continues. And then it just goes on, article after article with my face on the front and my name with his death. We have no idea whether he was even murdered at this point. Why would some anti-gun guy do this? This is really sad. My prayers go out to him and his family, and we wish for the truth of whatever really happened here to come out. We don't know yet. And we'll see the corporate media say outrageous lies, but it's what they do. And look, the good news of no collusion, the good news that I'm not a Russian agent comes out. And now, this happens right on time. Just amazing. And he's one of many people suing me. I've never said his name. I have now. And, my prayers, again, for him and for his family. Let's go ahead and play one of the local newscasts that just came out about this. Here it is.
Breaking news at noon, we are now learning that a father of one of the Sandy Hook victims has taken his own life this morning. Newtown police were called to a building in town to respond to reports of a suicide. We now know that Jeremy Richmond, the father of Aviel Richmond, was found dead. He had started a foundation in his daughter's name. Channel 3's Nicole Nalepa has been following this heart-wrenching story closely. Nicole, where does the investigation stand right now?
Kara, you said it. It is a heart-wrenching story and heartbreaking for a community that has been hit with so much. Newtown police say Richmond's death appears to be a suicide and that his death does not appear to be suspicious. And that is all that they're saying right now. I'm hearing an autopsy is expected to be done later today. So here's what we were able to find out for you on this story. Newtown police, ambulance, and fire were called to Edmond Town Hall at 7 a.m. to investigate the report of a suicide. And just to be clear, Edmond Town Hall is a theater and event space in town that houses many community events. That's where they found the body of 49-year-old Jeremy Richmond. He was the father of Aviel Richmond, one of the first grade students killed in the 2012 tragedy at Sandy Hook School. And he created the Aviel Foundation in his daughter's memory, which was a nonprofit organization focused on preventing violence through brain research and community engagement. Police say Richmond had an office at Edmond Town Hall. Now, this news comes after two survivors of the 2018 massacre at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, committed suicide in the past week. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is open 24 hours a day, so if you or someone you know needs help, please call this number, 1-800-273-8255. Live in the studio, Nicole Nalepa, Channel 3, Eyewitness News.
Okay. And so they're saying it looks like a suicide. Other media says they don't know, but let's just say it is. Let's just believe mainstream media. We're not supposed to ever question them. Fine. We have 22 service members committing suicide a day. It's an epidemic. We've got articles here. It's not just you. New data shows more than half of young people in America don't have a romantic partner. They have their iPhone. So people are very depressed. The iPhones are making us depressed. The screen time is. And it's very sad. I know this. It's the corporate media that says it is the worst thing on earth to question any mass event. And then they say that I'm questioning Sandy Hook like a parrot when I'm not. And then using my name to bring out the hurtful stories over and over and over again to hype up school shootings, which causes copycats to do it more. And so we don't know why he took his life or if he took his life. I mean, the police say that's what it's leaning towards. Regardless, this is very, very tragic and also very, very bizarre, obviously, and very, very sad. But I've told the lawyers this 50 times, and I'm just going to do it. I'm sending letters. I'm going to hire a service. I'm going to send cease and desist letters to probably 1,000 media outlets, and I'm going to send it to all the lawyers. I've told their lawyers face-to-face, too. You know full well it's been years and years since I said that it's legitimate for people to question and maybe you know, this was staged because of past events that have been staged. And they do stuff like clip out where I even repeat what I said before out of context and say, look, he's doing it again. It's crazy. And it's got to stop, because if you're claiming I'm the devil for saying this stuff didn't happen and then opening wounds out of context years ago, and then you keep doing it, it's bad. And it's outrageous. And stop doing it in my name. Regardless, folks, they're trying to shut us down, and you know that. And who knows how long InfoWars can hold on with stuff like this going on. I mean, this is just next level. But regardless, please pray for us and buy the products. Go get an InfoWars t-shirt. Please go get, we've got one that's just about to come out that says Space Force. It's similar to this one. We're all Alex Jones now. Don't censor me, with a Gadsden flag, white on black, really powerful. We've got a bunch of other great t-shirts. Those are a piece of Americana, a piece of history. Get one. We have store-wide free shipping, 50 to 60% off, our biggest sale ever. Got a lot of the products back in, but I want to just sell them out and move them out as quickly as possible. Store-wide free shipping. Again, any of the shirts that have been on a while have 5 stars. Some of them are brand new, don't have any reviews yet. So again, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the subpage that has all the award-winning supplements. 60% off BrainForce Plus, even though it's our best seller. 60% off DNA Force Plus, even though it's amazing and it's been sold out for 6 months. Knockout Ultimate Sleep Aid, that's like $10. Similar products are like $50. Silver Bullet, super high-quality coil silver. It's less than $10. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% Cuminoid. It's all 60% off. Real Red Pill Plus. Find out about what Real Red Pill is. It's the Red Pill. So much more. 55% off Supernova Vitality. All Super Blue products, 55% off. Super Silver Wound Gel. That's at cost at 55% off. And I want you to see how amazing they are. And while you're there getting the supplements, go check out the hundreds of great t-shirts. Many of them are limited edition. We are selling out of our last AOC, Capitalist Feed Their Dogs, Socialist Eat Them. Very popular shirt, but it's limited edition. It's about to sell out. Double Patriot Points. Sign up for auto ship. Additional 10% off. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Yes, we're winning, but the globalists are going to throw some big curveballs. Some big ones. Isn't that obvious? Well, they're right back. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.